God, join me in attitude of prayer. Father, we thank and praise you. Lord, we especially lift up the names that was mentioned. And thank you for Don and his courage to share that with his brothers and sisters, Lord. And we thank you for that. And we do pray a special prayer, not only for Don, but for the doctor that's going to look him over and the test and different things. But thank you for his courage to let us know that he is certainly in need of prayer and a special touch from you. As we come into a time of intercession, when we lift up all these joys, concerns, and praises, it's on our list. You can look it on the list in your bulletin, on the line, and we're grateful for that. But you know, you don't need a prayer phone number. You don't need anything. You've got direct access to the throne of grace. So take your cares and concerns directly to the Lord in Jesus' precious name. But intercessory prayer is so important and so special because it doesn't hurt to have a lot of people praying with you and for you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that the disciples realized that when you were here on earth and you all walked everywhere you went, and at the end of the day you were tired, so you stopped and you built a fire and you had something to eat and you fellowshiped, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And they never understood why he did that. And one disciple said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself like that? Well, guys, you know I'm God in the flesh. Yeah, so I experience everything you do. And I get tired. I get thirsty. And then I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Can we do that? He says, you sure can. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hear our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.